This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend.
Open and what's closed today is Columbus Day. Boo. 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 Kara. No, Kara's back later on. Victoria, I was going to say, I'm all prepped up for Kara to return. Richie's had enough of us. You can tell by listening to his voice. He's done with all this. So, but Richie's used to this, and you aren't, because this is your first Columbus Day with me. My complete disengagement, disregard. The idea to celebrate this creature's birthday as a national holiday shows you how far we've slipped in understanding what the reality of history is, and how much Meredith and I were talking about this over the weekend, how history has been rewritten and rewritten. It kind of reminds me, and this is what she said too, of the Bible. And this is, I know, heresy for some, but all of that stuff that's in there, and most any historical Bible's a wonderful historical artifact to read and enjoy and learn from, but is it historical fact? The answer is no, any more than most of the things that we learned when we were in elementary school, junior high school, college about history. It's hearsay. It's the repetition of stories that are told by people. The same sort of people who watch an accident, 10 people on a corner watch an accident, you get 10 different stories. That sort of is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you will. And it sort of is, in terms of the history of our country, these people who think that Christopher Columbus had anything good to do other than perhaps stumbling on parts of what we now call Hispaniola. But to celebrate, how would we get away with this still? Especially with a consciousness of people who are so, they're so focused on detail and getting it right. Columbus was a creeper. He was a horrible human being. You talk about slavery. There's a new movie out called The 13th, which I will talk about at some length later on with you, Victoria. But it's about slavery sort of coming back in the prison system. And I think about Christopher Columbus and the way he treated people who were approached when they got to the so-called New World, and then all of the stuff that followed. Now, you can say to me, well, Doug, how do you know that you're not recreating history? How do you know that if you believe what you just said about history, then how do you know Christopher Columbus was such a bad guy? I just trust my instincts on this one. And there's nothing about, and I don't want another holiday anyway. I don't want a holiday. We got too many holidays. So let's
well, that
just,
would be the only thing I've heard you say that I would disagree with.
What, do we have too many holidays?
Yeah.
No,
but I agree with everything about Columbus. I think it's, I don't even understand why we celebrate that.
It's not a holiday. Some states have, some of the politically correct areas, California, Oregon, Nevada, Hawaii, there's no holiday.
I've never had it off in New York. Never had that day ever.
Nah. Well, it became a federal holiday in 1937. The first state to have Columbus Day was Colorado. I don't understand that. The schools are closed today. Municipal offices are closed today. Trash collection doesn't happen today in most areas. Post offices are closed. Banks are closed. Stock market is open. Liquor stores are open. I'll drink to that. So pretty much everything is open, with the exception of government. And so what do you expect? Because the union's control goes on in the government, as is another union holiday. So you can say, if you're a proud Italian, I'm a proud Italian. But if you're proud of Christopher Columbus, then you got to screw loose. Because there's nothing about him. And he did it in the name of the Spanish anyway. He didn't come over. He was an Italian by birth, but the trips were paid for by Queen Isabella.
Yeah, after he was rejected from a million other countries that wouldn't fund him.
Right, and the only reason she did it is because she wanted to convert whatever people they found they were going to convert him to Catholicism, either that or kill him. That's what they did. They either converted him to Catholicism or they killed him.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Actually, it's too bad.
That's not rewriting history. That's just those are just facts that we know.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good president. Maybe we could bring him back to life and he could.
Oh God.
Run against. Did you watch that last night?
Ugh.
Can't be any worse than what we got.
So there were two people debating last night and arguing that the other was unfit to be president, and it turned out both of them are right. Because neither one of them is fit to be president, as far as I'm concerned. Neither one of them are worth a vote, and therefore I will not vote for either one of them. I wish we had a decent libertarian candidate that was running.
I'm voting local. And
That's what I'm going to do, Richie.
I'm sitting out the president.
Yeah, I think I'm not even going to vote for. It's just not. I am not going to support that kind of stuff.
There should be about an 8% turnout for the presidential vote in this country.
And it was interesting because Meredith and I were sitting there watching it last night, I said, she actually said it before I did because she's been a Trump supporter, but I listened to him and cringe. He was a little more measured at the beginning, and then he couldn't control himself. There's something there, there's some disconnect. There's something that isn't quite all put together, right? And I don't, you know, that's his problem. He can figure it out on his own. But
the Astro twins, who are two actual twin sisters who are very famous astrologers, I follow them on Twitter, and they were tweeting last night, and they were literally saying, this is his Gemini that's going, this is what's going to happen.
I said,
they nailed it.
my God, I said that. We were talking about that to Meredith and I were talking about Hillary is a Scorpio with Capricorn rising. And so she is the way she is, she's, you know, because that's her nature. And Trump, with his Gemini is it can't make up its mind about anything. Geminis, they go from one thing to the next thing, and they can't make up their mind. They're indecisive.
They also have a hard time controlling their tempers, too.
Yes, they do, on occasion. You're right about that. Yep. So anyway, as a libertarian, I just posted this on my Facebook page, my personal one. I got to get it over to the facebook.com/DJV show. One of the libertarian platforms verbatim is as follows. Government does not have the authority to define, license, or restrict personal relationships. Consenting adults ought to be free to choose their own sexual practices and personal relationships. I believe that is the core, fundamental, one of our, if you want to call it a right, the government has no, why should it have the authority to decide basically who you can, who you marry, and when you get divorced, they have to be involved in the settlement if that's what it comes down to. It's
They should have no part in any of that. One of the things that I really agree with the libertarians, and I agree with you also. I wish that Gary Johnson was a better candidate. If it was Bill Weld, he would have made mincemeat out of this entire process.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I you know, it's a shame that we don't have a viable third candidate option, but you know, this is what we're left with, so.
All right, I don't believe that there's anything here that we can add to what went on. I don't want to dissect it. I don't want to discuss it. There was nothing.
I agree.
There. Let everybody else do that if that's what they want to do with their time. I consider it a waste of time. If people were interested, they watched it, they drew their own conclusions. If you didn't watch it because you weren't interested, why am I going to bore you on the radio with stuff about something that is not of interest to you? It's one or the other, as far as I'm concerned. Either watched it and you thought it was interesting, or not, as I did, or you know, you don't need a rehash of it, which is part of the sort of crazy political mania that we have. I did watch Designated Survivor last night from last Wednesday. I didn't see that.
Yeah, good stuff,
isn't it? Isn't it good? It keeps getting better.
Well, there's more bad guys, it seems. Or you wonder about whether they're good guys or bad guys. One thing for sure, the guy who is the chief of staff is going to get it on with his other.
That's what you've taken from the
show
so far?
That's what I got out of last night. That's what I got out of it. So, I am underwhelmed in a country that is this strong and this powerful and this good with so many good people. How in the name of God do we have these two people running for president? How do we, what are we must deserve them. Otherwise we'd have better. And why do we not? What have we done that brings us to a point of not deserving to have the best instead of the worst? Because these two people are the worst.
It's what we've had over the last whatever years.
Just keeps going down
the two that we have today.
Yeah.
Because half of us are sick of what we have, so we wanted something totally different from what we have.
Yeah.
And half of us want to continue with what we have, and that's how we got here.
Yeah.
I think the entire nation woke up. This is going to wake up this morning and just feel the same way, just like the giant.
Yeah.
It's yeah. That was an embarrassment.
And the people on Facebook and Twitter this morning going, "This candidate won. This candidate won. This candidate won.
Nobody
yes.
won.
We all lost.
No one won. Yeah.
Everybody.
We're all losers here.
Yeah.
We look like a joke on an international front too. I mean, it's just yeah, it was terrible.
You know what I'm doing right now? You laugh at this. I'm going to post this. I'm watching a video of a deer chasing a rabbit around somebody's front yard.
That's more riveting.
That's what I'm doing. As I look around at what's going on, my God. And then, well, the problem is that we got to go through all of this. We do have to have leadership. And look at the way the leadership has messed the country up in the last 16 years, for sure.
Do we really?
What? Have
do we
a mess?
Really need a president?
We don't need a president. We need somebody to set the tone. You'd like, you know, I think.
Let's vote good local elections. That means your congressman, your senator. I mean, do we really need a president?
Not one of these guys.
Does it really matter who's president?
Well, that's the other. Yeah. Well, it did make a difference that Obama was president. I think you can.
Yeah,
I think
you're right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, exactly. At Columbus Day, no less. 19 past the hour.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Fall time is yard time with Scott's. Head to your local retailer and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed or a lawn food. Do it today.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Nuclear 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Mobile devices. is right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is love so fragile and the heart so hollow?
Music in the focus in this portion of each hour of our program, the DJV Experience. Stevie Nicks. Guest on the late show, James Corden, last week, spilled what inspired her album In Your Dreams and her album 24 Karat Gold. The In Your Dreams album came out in 2011. 24 Karat Gold came out last year. She was on the couch with Taylor Lautner and Zach Galifianakis. She revealed that the Twilight series, the second film called New Moon, especially which starred Taylor Lautner, inspired her to sit down and write the track Moonlight, A Vampire's Dream. She then explained that she couldn't just release one single, and then she created the big album, entire album around that track. She turned to Lautner and said, "If it hadn't been for your movies, I've since made two records, In Your Dreams and 24 Karat Gold. I would never have ever made these albums because I was so staunch in my belief that it was all over. I didn't have anything left in me." So Lautner was on there to perform, or actually to plug Fox's Scream Queens. Teary-eyed, said he was a big fan of Stevie Nicks. And he went... he met her at a movie premiere. He couldn't recall their conversation because he was starstruck, and he was so happy to be able to meet her again on the couch on the Late Late Show. So,
yeah, it was very cute.
You watched it?
I did. I watched the clip of it, yeah. And yeah, it was very cute. He basically said she had started to tell him this story, that she had been inspired to write this album. And he said, "I'm really happy to hear this story again in full because it's bits and pieces in my memory." He said, "I just couldn't stop staring at you."
Yeah.
He said, "I hope you didn't notice." And she started laughing. She was like, "No, you were fine." And he was like, "Well, I don't remember any of it, so."
That's cute. Yeah. All right, so this is the story behind those songs. Time now for an update on John Lennon. He is still dead. If you haven't seen the movie 8 Days a Week, go see it.
There's your update.
That's your update. No, actually, on the final day of Comic-Con in New York, there's a new graphic novel focusing on the story of Lennon. It's a comic book based on John Lennon's life. Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Well, graphic novels are so popular now. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. This is a story that was first written by a French author and screenwriter, David Foquinos. Is that how you pronounce his name? Foquinos?
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. Which retold the Lennon story through the framework of transcriptions of sessions between Lennon and an imaginary therapist. This sounds pretty wild.
Yeah.
The story travels through Lennon's entire life, from his childhood to his worldwide fame, to his solo career, to his marriage to Yoko Ono. So the English language release of Lennon, a comic book, will come next May. Those of you who are followers of his, this would be pretty popular, I'm thinking.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Other Lennon news, fans celebrated what would have been his 76th birthday this weekend. The 8th was his birthday at the Lennon Memorial in Central Park. A lot of people over the weekend. There's a new film also released called The Lennon Report, which aims to tell the real story about what happened the night Lennon was killed by, what's that guy's name?
Mark David Chapman?
Chapman, that's
right?
Yeah, very good. Yep. The film's director and writer, Jeremy Proff, says it looks at the role of police and medical personnel played the night and how they worked to save his life. And they didn't even know that he was Lennon. That was the thing.
Yeah.
So if you want to put the police in a good spotlight, this is a good story of the police doing their job. Good story. All right, so there's the John Lennon story, 28 after.
Be prepared for the dark. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a piano player was performing a particularly difficult piece when the power went out and the entire stage area went into complete darkness. The pianist continued playing the difficult music without being able to read anything from the sheet and without missing a single note. Afterwards, someone asked him how he was able to play in the dark. The master pianist said, "If you cannot play in the dark, you cannot play in the light." Whatever you're working on in life, if you want to master it, make sure you know it well enough to do in the dark. Then you'll know you truly know it. But to be able to do that, you'll need to spend the hours practicing. Visit drchristianconti.com for more motivation and life lessons.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn, they're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,200 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and now...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Stefan with Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I read this morning something that brings me around to summarizing what happened last night, what devastation I was talking about, Hurricane Matthew. The gift of disappointment is to bring us into reality so we don't get stuck in the realm of how things might have been. I will repeat that. The gift of disappointment, I'm referring to the candidates for the presidency. The gift of disappointment is to bring us into reality so we don't get stuck in the realm of how things might have been. We know what we have to choose from, and we don't like it, but one of these two people, more likely than not Mrs. Clinton, will be the president, at least as we start the next 4-year term. if you believe those who are naysayers about her, she's sick and she won't last and Kane will be president. All of that stuff is conjecture and BS at this point. But when you think about your life, you do something with an expectation of how you'd like it to turn out. I know what I would like to see. I know what I feel in my body and in my mind would have been the perfect way for this to turn out. But with the expectation and the strength of my desire, I know that I'm going to be disappointed. Things are not going to end up the way I want them to end up. My vision is not for either of these two people to be president, but my vision was for us to be better. And it's, you know, hopefully we keep our fingers crossed, something will be better so that we bring ourselves out of where we are. We're a very depressed, very angry country. And it shows in what we've got for candidates, frankly. What about how you feel about your family, yourself? How do you feel about your job? How do you feel about people who are your friends? How do you feel about this situation? I feel disappointed when I look at this stuff last night.
I feel much better about my friends after watching that thing last night. Yeah. Thank you, God, I don't have friends like them.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. It's a tough feeling to experience. It really is. But it's a natural part of our life. There is a lot of we look into ourselves and maybe, you know, you hear me all the time talking about government. We get too many people, too many rules, too many regulations, too much government. Yes, that's true. But if you're smart and you want to work around it, you can, to a point. I was just talking about libertarians and their feeling about marriage. And so if you don't want to be married in the eyes of the state, then you don't get married. You have a commitment. You live with somebody. You love them. And do the best that you can. If there are children involved, I think it's still better to be married because I think there's something about names and that sort of thing. But other than that, marriage is a pretty impractical, I mean, formal marriage is a pretty impractical state of being. Unless you're lucky enough to be like Rich and have somebody who gets him and he gets her, she gets him, and it sounds like a pretty good thing. They're doing a great job with their children. That's good. But how many of those can we turn to, look at, and say, yeah, that's a great model of what we want? And by the way, everybody's different. You might want something different in your life. You might want to, you know, raise children differently, whatever it is. As long as you bring productive, really good, wholesome, healthy children into the world, it doesn't make much difference when you get beyond that. And, you know, I look at my grandson and I think, when I look at these candidates, what is my grandson going to grow up around? I remember my father and I think one of my grandfather, I didn't know my other grandfather, my mother's father, who was a wonderful guy. I remember him sort of saying in his own simplistic way that he wondered what the world would turn out to be. This from a guy who was a car thief and just a rogue.
A car thief?
Oh, my grandfather was, my mother's father was a very, very interesting man.
Sounds like it.
came from a small town in southern Illinois. My mother was born in Ashley, Illinois, town of 700. Here, 80-some-odd years later, still has a population of 700. And my grandfather used to... my grandfather left school when he was in the 8th grade because he needed to help provide for the family, went to work in the coal mines of southern Illinois, lived in Cesar, Illinois. Went to the coal mine at 16, the coal mine collapsed, he lost his left leg, used his left arm, and his left lung. So he got out and went to therapy. They put one of those prosthetic legs on him, and he got his use of his left hand. And he set up a storefront in a big barn along what is now Route 54, I think. But it's a small road that goes into these smaller communities in southern Illinois. So I had a huge barn. And he and three of his friends used to go steal cars. And they would bring them into this barn. They'd chop them up. And they'd change the vehicle ID numbers. And they'd sell them. The barbershop was the front. He was a barber. And he was the one who taught me the only difference between a good haircut and a bad one was 3 days.
And so it was like, was it called the Chop Shop?
No, it wasn't. It was just a Richview Auto Sales, as I remember it. On the big,
no, I meant the barber shop, which would
I don't think it had a name, actually. So he used to appease. My grandmother acted like she didn't know what was going on. She thought he was a barber, and that's it. So whenever he'd sell a car, he would tithe the 10% to the church. And that was sort of, and he knew I knew. He showed me what he was doing when I was a kid. And I remember once at dinner, we sat down to dinner at my grandfather's house in Illinois. And he winked at me when he pulled the cash out of his pocket to give to my grandmother as his tithing for having sold a car. And it was that they gave 10% to the church. So his 10%, I don't know how much, you know, I remember him having a wad of cash and giving it to her. And that was what he did. You know, whenever they sold a car, he'd give 10% of it to the church. And all the cars, he never paid a penny for the cars because they were all stolen.
Justifying his...
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Cleansing his conscience.
Yeah. He was a wonderful guy, though. He was a fabulous man. I got to stop using that fabulous, but he was a good guy. But he took care of himself, took care of his family. Not that it was the right way. You know, stealing cars wasn't exactly the right way to move into the upper echelon of life, but he was able to survive on his own. He figured out how to do stuff, and I'm not condoning it. I just remember it, and I wondered how he is an adult now. I wonder how he would have survived had it not been for his doing that.
Hey, when you're a guy who loses your left leg, your left arm, and your left lung, you do what you got to do.
Yeah,
and that's what he thought.
Yeah, right. And then he said to me once, "I only steal from people that I know." I only steal from people who have paid the car off. I think it was something like that. He didn't want to stick people with a payment for a car that had been stolen.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Real Robin Hood.
I love a thief with a conscience.
Yeah.
Wow. He was a hot ticket.
The more I learn about you, the more things really make sense.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Really?
Although I've heard this story, so.
Yeah. Well, I knew that Victoria hadn't. And probably a lot.
Yes, I need to know all the background.
It's always fun to hear.
All right. So the hurricane, which hit North Carolina about, 10, 12 hours ago, there were a lot of people. I think the North Carolina, you can argue that North Carolina may have gotten the roughest end of this.
Yeah, I think so.
From what I see, the rescuers and the Coast Guard helicopters out there on the getting people off the rooftops, and the other the National Guard military vehicles went out to reach others. See, I think this is an appropriate use of the military. A lot of people argue that it isn't, but I think it is. There's a
National Guard, right?
Yeah. You see this woman who held onto a tree for 3 hours after her car was overrun by floodwater? Did you see that?
No.
Ah, there are a lot of those stories. And
yeah.
Then when we were thinking on Friday, the storm would hit at Melbourne and Cape Kennedy. It really didn't. It never went on land. It actually has never touched land. The storm center, the worst part of the storm, has never touched any of the land on this kind of just... It skirted up the side, the coast of the country, done a lot of damage to beaches and that sort of thing. But it looks to me like this tip of North Carolina, even though it's down, it's not a hurricane any longer. But the water associated with it, wow.
Oh, yeah, the storm surge is still a pretty big risk.
Right. I mean, you look down at Haiti,
dead
numbering in the hundreds, picking through, you see the video of the mud that people are trying to pick out of their homes, those people who are fortunate enough to have homes. And you know what I think? It's very nice. It's sort of a simple way of nurturing one's mind, spirit, and body. These people went to pray in churches that had been basically blown away. But that's how they, you know, they dealt with whatever their challenges were. So... I think that's good news. 44 past the hour with DJV.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. The treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scotts.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
48 after the hour. There's a poll out today about young African Americans and discrimination that will upset a lot of people on either side of the issue. In the survey, about half of the young African Americans say they've experienced racial discrimination looking for a job and discrimination while on the job. This leads into a new movie that I had just found out about, Victoria, called The 13th. It's about the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery after the Civil War. The film argues that the choice of words became a free labor loophole because it accepted punishment for crime. That is, if you look at the 13th Amendment, you'll see a sentence that refers to slavery as being okay if the person who's enslaved has committed a crime. Most people don't know that.
Wow.
So this 13th movie takes apart the system that we now have, that is our penal system, the number of blacks who are in jail, and what they're doing, what the people who run the jails are doing with the black people, mostly enslaving them. Pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. 800-554-8437.
TikTok time is 53 after the hour this Monday. More woes for Samsung. And what do Google Analytics reveal about the top travel destinations? A couple of items of interest from the world of technology up next here.
Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough? That's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering, because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
All right, 55 after the hour. So, Victoria, these woes for Samsung, the Galaxy Note 7, and now the other things like washing machines that are blowing up. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, Samsung's had a really rough time lately. If you've seen any of the pictures of what it looks like when your Samsung washing machine explodes, it literally looks like what's left after a bomb goes off in a container, in a metal container. It's not pretty. So they're still dealing with that. On the cell phone front, AT&T says they're not convinced that the new Galaxy Note 7s, the replacements, they don't believe that they're any safer than the old ones. And they might be right, because some of the new ones have also been catching on fire. So now AT&T is no longer even offering the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. So if you have, if you need to exchange your phone, you're going to have to go through the manufacturer now. You can't go, just go to the AT&T store and say, here, I need a new one again.
The guy was on the airplane the other day, remember, and he turned his phone off like the airplane people asked him to. And then he just heard these pops in his pocket and started smoking and went and caught on fire in his pocket.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Sprint, so far, Sprint and T-Mobile and Verizon are still doing a trade-in program for the Galaxy Note 7s. But again, if you get a new one, it may or may not even work.
So I have a Galaxy 4. That's how my smartphone. I don't like it particularly. I'm thinking of
well, at least it doesn't catch on fire.
The dark side, Richie. No, but I'm thinking of going to get an iPhone.
You should.
Use it. I know. I'm waiting for Rich to say, yeah, see, I've been telling you.
Yeah.
All right, so that takes care of Samsung. They're not going to go out of business, but it didn't do them any, certainly didn't do them any good.
Yeah.
Google reveals this year the top five most Googled cities. This is a pretty interesting list here. None of them are American cities, but just look at where they are. A couple of them are expected, but I don't know about the others. What do you say about this list?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because Google Analytics, which can give you so much information about who's searching, and you know, we talk about our Twitter analytics on the show, and the, you know, what type of phone the person has and their household income and all these things that Google is so great at. So they've put together this list. Number one most Googled city is Reykjavik, Iceland. And then followed second by Havana, and then Toronto, Mexico City, and Tokyo. The thing that's really interesting is when they break down where and why people are searching these places. Reykjavik is most searched by women in their 20s and 30s for who are looking for either a girl trip or a solo trip. And they say the reason for that is Reykjavik has such a good reputation for being very safe.
Yeah.
And it's funny because my best friend and I last week we were Googling Reykjavik because we want to take a girls trip together next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to go to Iceland.
My niece just got back from there.
It's amazing, right? I have so many friends who've been there now.
For flying, it's not a lot. It's like flying from here to Denver. It's about a 3.5-hour ride, and it's a little more than halfway across the North Atlantic. So what Iceland Air did, they bought up every 757 they could find a number of years ago, and they have used those as their flagship plane, flying from many East Coast cities and Midwestern cities up to Reykjavik. You change planes there and you fly on to London or Paris or Rome or wherever you want to go. And it's a pretty easy stay.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get off the plane. They had this plan was to put sort of Reykjavik on the map by offering a couple of days stay if you wanted to for no extra charge.
And it worked.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, really. All right, other cities on this list?
Mexico City. Apparently, people who are interested in food and architecture have a stop over there. If you want to go to Toronto, not surprisingly, that's hockey fans.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.